Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. We are back. It's showtime. It's time to do things differently. I am so, so grateful to be back. I have so much going on within me that I want to release, and thank you for being here. This is Agape Choir. I am changed. We've just finished celebrating the global birthday. Who are you today? We'll be back.
Thank you.
It is about change. Are you changed? We just celebrated. We just had this global birthday where we moved into a new year, a new month, a new day. We all celebrated. It was all fun. It was exciting. We have things we want to do. Now we've cleared the party. We've cleaned up the beer bottles. You know, the streets are back and clean. Where are you right now? Have you changed? Are you looking at the future and saying, now this is where the real work begins? Well, you are at the right place. I am changed, and so are you. How do I know? Because you are here. I am changed. Agape Choir. To find out more about them, go to their website. It's agapelive.com. agape, L-I-V-E, agape meaning unconditional love. Think about it. That's it. That's what we are. We just need to be reminded. Oh, it's so fun. It's so great. I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful. It's been a long time, just a week, but it seems like it's been a long time. Though the truth is, I want to take another week. But people were protesting. But anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference because you're breathing right now. You're supporting the planet to recycle the air, changing the oxygen and carbohydrates. You're just being part of that process of change. You're making a difference just by who you are. Welcome, welcome to your life. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio Lounge. And we're here to take you to a whole new level. Today's show, it's about, we're asking you, even though the title doesn't say that, but it's a question. Do you have the courage to live your own truth? Happy New Year, happy new you. Do you have the courage to live your own truth? Happy New Year, happy new year. Are you really new? Because when you're new, you have to live your own truth. And sometimes that's one of the most challenging experiences in life. But our guest is in the house. Betty Pegues is in the house. All the other listeners are in the house. Life Coach Isaiah is in the house. We have a new segment, Celestial Moments. Celeste Morgan is in the house. Whew, I am excited. I am excited. I am so nice to see old friends, new old friends, new listeners, silent listeners. Kathleen is here. Dream Master is here. Elevate the soul. Yes, indeed. Glowing Gooch. Glow, glow. Welcome, my sister. Mariana, all the way from Greece. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Celeste is in the house. Donna is in the house. All the other people are in the house. Non-physical beings are in the house. We welcome all of you because we can't do it by ourselves. Let me bring my co-producer. I'm not going to pretend like I haven't talked to her, but we'll pretend that we haven't talked. Just, you know, it's like television. They make things up. Like, oh, it's been a while. How have you been? What you been doing? But they've really been talking. So watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, non-physical beings and physical beings, psychics and skeptics, help me welcome. Oh, boy. I forgot now. Help me welcome my wonderful co-producer. See, I keep forgetting that I go with the flow. So there's some things I don't need to do. But anyway, Betty Pegues, ladies and gentlemen. So, Betty, how are you?
Wow, I'm doing great. It seems like it's just been last year since I talked to you.
I know, last year. What you been up to? What you been doing? Oh, don't even answer that. We talk every day.
Yeah.
But
let me not go there, because I've been going and growing through a lot.
Yes. So, this is reality radio, but it's real. So we're not going to pretend that we haven't talked, because we're keeping it real.
No.
So anyway,
yes,
my dear friend, thank you for being here.
So first I want to say, please, if you can't quite make me out, I am nursing a very bad head cold. So if I sound stuffy and coughing and all the other fun stuff, it's because I am. So bear with me. bear with me. But I want to say Happy New Year to everybody and welcome back to Life Conversations Radio. For those of you who do not know me, I'm Betty Pegues, and each day I'll be bringing you the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now, as for the coming-ins, we have three new wonderful hosts and two new wonderful transformational shows that will be joining our Life Conversations family. First is Tom Zuba. His show, Transforming Grief, will debut the third Wednesday in February and the third Wednesday each month afterwards. In March, on the second Wednesday of every month, We have our second spiritual tag team, Jill LaBeouf and Rebecca Grotto, with their show, Everyday Enlightenment. And once again, that show will air every second Wednesday of the month. But last, definitely not least, is our in-house gift giver, Celeste Morgan, who will stop by for a celestial moment and drop off some wonderful spiritual gifts and words of inspiration. Now,
excitement
yeah.
is going on. Okay, what happened? I just clicked on the real world. Okay, let's try this one. Let's try this. Oh, there's a new host. This one's another one. Oh, there we are. Y'all can stop now. You're not working with me. They're supposed to be on cue.
I know.
They were going to sleep. They were getting mesmerized by your voice. Monkey, go ahead. I was feeling the excitement. I don't know about anybody else. But go ahead.
Well, if all of that is not enough, and I hope it's not, we have a huge lineup of wonderful guests coming this month and the following months. Now, tomorrow, we have angel communicator, spirit counselor, and healer, Terry Sonora. Now, she will discuss angels, how to connect better with your angels. She will also be giving some angel readings and dropping off a few gifts herself. So I hope you can make it back for that show. Wednesday, we explore the chakras and our aura with Ambika Walters. And then to end the week, we have, once again, our two new hosts, Jill LaBeouf and Rebecca Grotto, who will take you from where you are to where you want to be. Please excuse me, my brain is semi-fried. So... Now, I want to say one quick reminder for those who are old, our regulars, those who are new to our chat room and our visiting guests, to leave a question today for our guest Sylvia or Life Coach Ade, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, post your question there, and we'll get back to you. Now, I am on that page while we're on the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post there immediately. Now, for those of you who do not do Facebook and you want to leave a question, please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and then send in your question or comment that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're wanting to remain anonymous. Of course, the best way, as always, is to call in, and please make sure to punch 1 on your keypad, and that'll put you in queue, and we'll get right back to you in the order it is received. Now, to find out more about our new programming, old programming, new host, old host, our upcoming guests, and all the going ons, coming ins and going outs of Life Conversations Radio, please visit our radio website, www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. And if you want to like the show, follow the show, and listen to any of our archived shows, please go to Life Conversations Radio. I made it through that. Maybe a little wobbly, but I made it through.
You made it. Thank you. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for all you do, for pushing on and moving on and doing what you do. Everyone in the chat room, on the phone line, all the ones, people that are listening, even those that are listening on the archive, are sending you lots of love right now, because there's no time and space and spirit. So we know all is well. And Sylvia is in the house. Thank you, Betty. Appreciate you. Lots going on Life Conversations Radio. We're trying to just squeeze it all in, and it gets better by the moment. We're going to be working and tweaking and getting better and looking good because we have changed. Have you changed? You need some support changing? Well, Sylvia Seward is here, and we're going to talk about the courage to live your own truth. The courage to live your own truth. What is bubbling up for you? How are you embracing this new experience? Are you having a new thought about yourself? You know, the song we played at the beginning, Agape Choir singing, I Am Changed, you know, There's a line in there that says, God is first in my life. Are you living a life where you know that God is first in your life? Not something outside of yourself, but you, the bigger you, if you will, the deeper you, the wider you, that if you become the most important part of your life and you commit to listening and accepting and affirming who and what you are, it will change your life. Now, we're bringing guests, and today's guest is Sylvia Seward. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She's going to share some story. There's a lot more. We'll give you her website address. But she's our first guest for 2012, so that just makes it so powerful. And I was talking to Sylvia yesterday. Ooh, I just feel like this is Christmas all over. Not that I look forward to Christmas, but anyway, that's a just come back. But, you know, it's a phrase that people say. It's like Christmas. Anyway, Sylvia Seward began walking her spiritual path in 1971, just 2 years ago, when she decided to study the Bible with a well-known Christian society. For 22 years, she walked this path, studying and practicing what she learned. In 1994, she met a wonderful woman who became a spiritual mentor who was going to turn her life upside down in a good way. She met a spiritual mentor of a different kind. I know that's right. She just started to study the universal laws and began reading books about metaphysics. That's a little bit more, but can you imagine being in a Christian society and learning everything and taking it up and suddenly you're learning about spiritual laws? That's what we're talking about. The courage to live your own truth. Keep going. Keep reading the Bible. Trying to integrate her Christian beliefs with these very new thoughts would take several years. Eventually, she made a transition and started to become interested in energy healing. Sylvia's intense desire to understand the secrets of the universe led her to study in the Western Esoteric Mystery School tradition. Sylvia is a representative of the light, an initiated teacher, and a guide in the lineage of King Solomon, ritual master, channel, and Kabbalist. She's a reverend. She is here to share her story. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Sylvia. Yes, I know how you guys feel. Hello, Sylvia. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. And just listening, I am chuckling because I love that background applause. It sounds great. Thank you.
Yes, everybody's happy to see you and have you and hear you. And, I am so excited about our conversation today, especially the brief talk we had. I was so jazzed and it just kind of brought healing to what I was dealing with, and I'll talk more about that later. But as we go in and go deep into it, I just read a little bit about you from your bio. There's a lot that you do out there on the website. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, when you're with yourself, who are you? Who is Sylvia Seward?
Oh, boy. Sylvia is a very simple person. I don't use fancy words to explain what I'm talking about. I'm simple. If it's simple and it's truth and it's straightforward, that's who I am. I love my family. My relationship with God has always been with me, but studying metaphysics and the cosmos actually expanded upon everything I knew. But my 22 years with this Christian society gave me that firm foundation, my relationship with God, the sun, spirit, angels, everything revolves around that and my family, because I didn't have a real family growing up. And when I was married at the age of 19 to my high school sweetheart, I was determined that I was going to have a family, and all I wanted was the Walton family. I just wanted that so badly. And, you know, everybody was happy and the grandparents. Well, in reality, that's not what happened. But we did create my husband and I created our own family, and we have three grown children and two grandsons, and they are still of utmost importance to me. But basically, Sylvia, is whatever you see is what you get.
I hear that. I am that I am.
Yes.
I am that I am. I hear you. I hear you. Yesterday you and I were talking, and, you know, there were several experiences that I've gone through that I went through yesterday, the experience of a transition of a neighbor next door and then hearing another friend who lost her daughter. And there were some other things of talking to a friend, having a challenging experience. And I was sort of overwhelmed. I was forced to go deeper. And the question that I came up with for myself was, how do we support others in their humanity with the spiritual truth that we know? You know, once again, you and I were having this conversation. In the spiritual community, there's a knee-jerk reaction to throw affirmations and truth and God is good and trust God at people. And I get it. I mean, I'm one of those people. But there's just been a lot of different things that's happened for me. It's like, how do we use what we know to support people when they're feeling like crap? How do we support people rather than saying, oh, it's your consciousness? Because when we're talking about using your truth, living your truth, it's not always easy. It's not always easy. And I want to hear your thoughts on that. And then I'm going to go back. I'm just going to have a conversation with you, really. Because I also want to talk about the transition between what you were learning in Christian society and then moving. But before I do that, this is just what's present for me, because it's really what it's about. Today's show is setting intention to support people, encourage them to live their own truth. So with your knowledge, your experience, how do we support people in their humanity when they're feeling like crap, when they're pissed off, when they feel they got no money, when they feel the whole world is against them and the spiritual folks are gathering to lift them up? How do we support them?
How do we support them? This is what I try and do. I listen. I listen to what they're saying. And I support them by acknowledging that this is what they're going through. This is their truth at the moment, but it doesn't mean it's going to remain that way unless they want it to remain that way. One of the things that I do in counseling when someone comes to me, and I'm not a psychologist, I do not have a degree, but I do counseling as an ordained minister, is that there are things that are going to happen on this path. And you just have to work through it, and you have to live through it. I always say, I can help you. I can help you, give you the tools to help you move past this, but I can't do the work for you. And what I have found is people want to be told they want it done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I will not do. So it's not my work to do. It's their work. And if they're feeling that the world is against them and how are they going to find a job and all these kind of things, some of those things I don't have an answer for, but I can listen to them. And in that moment of time, when we are talking, I have always, always been given divine wisdom to help that individual. Oftentimes, it's not my thought. It is what I would call my spiritual team. They're the ones giving me that wisdom to share with that individual. So it's different every time I speak with someone. But you have to listen. That was one of the things they stressed in pastoral training. Listen to what an individual is saying, even if it means repeating it back to them and saying, this is what I hear you saying. Is this what you mean? Because oftentimes the words they use is not what they really mean to say.
Yes. The courage to live your own truth is today's topic. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions and comments by going to Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach ADE. You can post your questions on there. Betty will get to it and we'll read your question, and Sylvia and I will answer it. And, I want to go back to the whole thing about listening and people not really saying what they mean sometimes, because I know that let me go back to an experience I had two nights ago, which I woke up. I had an experience where someone said something, someone well-respected, and I respect this person as well, but by others, and they made a comment that was, they didn't finish it, but I got the essence, and that person knew that, okay, maybe I should just stop that. They actually said, oh, let me not say that. But it was so wrong, it was so negative, that I thought, wow, I was blown away. And I remember telling some of my other friends who were around, and I said, I can't believe she just said that. That's just, and then, they said, oh, you know how she is, blah, 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 blah. And then I told another friend about it, I don't know, maybe 30, 45 minutes later. I brought the same conversation up. Actually, before I told the third person, there were two friends I told, they were together. And the other one said, well, I don't know why you're still talking about it. And I thought, oh, well. And then I find myself 30 minutes, 45 minutes later telling somebody else. And as I was telling him, I was thinking, why am I still having this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
And he responded, and he said, it doesn't mean anything, only what you make it mean, something to that effect. And I get it. I remember waking up that morning, and I'm saying, what was it about that situation that I kept talking about it? And I realized deep down what I wanted, what I was seeking, really, was for my emotions to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted that to be acknowledged, like, wow, that must have been hurtful. I didn't know that's what I wanted, but I just now kept telling them. And it was playing in my head. But the next morning, I woke up and I wanted somebody to say, wow, that must have hurt your feelings. And that's something that we forget. I hear that we forget to do when you talk about listening. Because when we really listen to somebody, we can hear what they're not saying.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear what people are not saying, we acknowledge them. We give them permission to embrace their own truth. And I really believe that would shift. Listening, you talk about the first thing in counseling is listening. That's an act of love.
Yes. It is.
Go ahead.
It is an act of love because it takes time to listen. And what do most people have the least of right now is personal time. So... listening is just so very important. And as you were telling me this story, what I heard in my head was you wanted validation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's basically validating your emotional response.
Yes.
And I would, when I have that experience myself, and I do, I say to myself, they must be in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
There's fear there, because wherever there is fear, there's a lack of love, and it usually is a lack of love for the self.
Mm-hmm.
And all the old psychologies of, psychology 101, when someone says something to you deliberately to hurt you, it's to elevate themselves. That comes from a place of fear. That is not coming from that place of agape, which means, as you said, unconditional, but to take that even farther is love based on principle.
Mm-hmm.
So if that person loved you and themselves based on simple the principle of I don't want to hurt that person, it wouldn't have been said.
Nice.
So even though it hurt you, it was really coming from that person's fear and hurt. Because it elevated them in some respect.
Right.
But you wanted to be validated as to how wrong that was to be done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said to you, and I've had to say it to myself many, many times, look at where they're coming from. unconditionally you can have empathy for an individual who does not love themselves. So that's how I would have looked at that. But I also get a lot of divine wisdom come through, just as I did for you. It was validation. You needed to be validated that was hurtful to you. And you didn't receive that at the time. And that's probably why you continued to ask to share it, was because nobody was willing to validate you based on the, well, don't talk about it.
Right,
but at the time, you needed emotional healing.
Right.
And there's a difference. You know, the old don't talk about it, it's negative, just let it go, you know that's how the person is. Nah, I take it a step further and look at them from where they're coming from, without a judgment, but with compassion and empathy. That's agape. That's unconditional understanding of based on principle.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Did that help you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because, you know, I for me, I've always shared with listeners, my friends, or anybody that I'm with. It's like, I remember one time saying a prayer, and sometimes I think, oh, maybe I should go back and change that prayer or change it now. And the prayer was, God, I want my life to be an example of what I teach. You know, I don't want to just teach something because I understand it, but I'm not practicing it or I'm not living it. And then when I thought of that prayer, when I thought of what came with it, it's like, oh, my God, that means to teach something. I got to experience it. So for me, because of my own spiritual practice, this happened like on a, when was it? Yeah, it happened on New Year's Eve. And then, it was Sunday morning. I don't know if I went to bed thinking about it, but I woke up thinking, what was that about? And just as you said, what came up, maybe not in those words, but that is like, I wanted to be validated. I wanted my feelings to be honored and acknowledged. And then other activities happened during the day, just so many things where I saw the importance of validating people, acknowledging people's emotion and understanding, because when we deny other people's emotions, whatever it is they're feeling, if they're depressed, if they're angry, if you're frustrated, we're denying who they are.
Yes, and we are.
You were saying something about what did you call them yesterday? The bliss bunnies. You know, we get so blissful about life. I'm like, oh, don't worry about that. But for me, is if you're going to invalidate the depression, the anger, the fear, the frustration, well, don't validate the joy, the happiness, or you either validate all of it or not. I mean, go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, what you do, I've suffered depression, and I'm going to use that as an example because I heard the spiritual commercial about SAVE, and it's a nonprofit to support depression, persons with depression. Mm-hmm. All that does is make you angry. When someone would say to me, oh, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, well, all that did was make me angry, and anger turned inward is depression. So I wasn't being validated for the fact that I have this condition. It is a chemical imbalance, and it isn't all emotional. And I very rarely share this, and here I'm sharing it on a national internet radio show. But if I feel that I need to take a medication for that, I will do that. And a lot of people in metaphysics and holistic fields, they just make you feel terrible for having a need like this. Like, you know this, so you should be happy, and you shouldn't have this problem, and take this supplement. I have run the gamut, and if I need it, I will take it. So that is living my truth. And I actually had more anxiety about what other people thought about it when I had...
We're actually losing you on the phone line. I don't know what is going on, but let's see, let's take a break and we'll come back, because I want to speak to that. I want to speak to that, you know, as a metaphysician, a healer who might take medication. Oh, my God, you need to elevate your consciousness. You don't want to be, you know, you got to work with your consciousness because there's no sickness in God. You can't be sick. When we come back, we're going to check the sound.
Okay.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. We've both celebrated. We've all been part of the global birthday party. A new year. Yes, this is going to be a great year. This is going to be bad. I'm going to do this. But now there's some of us who are saying, yep, now everybody's gone home, but there's things that, you know, there's things that are bubbling up that we may be afraid to confront. Maybe you just came from a spiritual center the last few days and you're all excited and you're told how strong you are and your health, your joy, your happiness, and you have a headache, and now the headache is still strong, but you want to take a medication. I can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. We don't do shout-outs. But if we did, we'll send a shout-out to Jill Franco. Yes, I said it. Stop smiling. What are you smiling at? I know you're embarrassed, but that's Donna's little son. But anyway, we're going to take a break and check out the sound. And when we come back as well, I want to talk with Sylvia about the transition from the Christian society, the experience really, not, I guess you can call it Christian society, but the learnings and the teaching to metaphysics, to energy healing, because that's what today's show is about, is really looking at what is true for you, regardless of what other people believe. If you believe you don't have any money, and someone says, well, abundance is all there is, okay, but that's not real for you. Do you have the courage to live your own truth? When you have the courage to live your own truth, it will set you free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Such conviction in who he was, he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther King?" He said, "Yes, I am," and the well-dressed man spit on him. King took off and wipe the hate from his suit. He gave it back to the man and said,
I believe this belongs to you. Can you give the love that someone is seeking in that moment when they need it? Can you stand in the face? Can you just stand and someone spit at you and you wipe the spit and give them back the handkerchief and say, I believe this belongs to you. Martin Luther King Jr. was an example of unconditional love. Sometimes people resist it. We're talking about unconditional love. We're talking about supporting yourself and being around communities to support you to live your own truth in 2012. Where you go deep down within yourself and say, I'm afraid. Because we all know the truth. We all know what needs to be done. That's the easy part. But if I reveal myself completely, if I become vulnerable, if I show my sensitive side, if I show my emotions, if I show that I'm fearful, will I still be held? Yes, 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 that's what it's about. Let's support one another. Life Conversations Radio, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Sylvia Seward is our guest. Her website address is radiantlightcenter.com. Radiantlightcenter.com. She's sharing her story, her wisdom, to just support us to remember who we are. And in order to grow, to transform, you have to be true with yourself. Sylvia, you were talking about, you know, taking medications when you need to and how we are in the spiritual community. I say spiritual community, and I say that because I'm talking more from my experience. Now, I don't know if I don't even want to do this, but it's the best way I can put it, because words, this is the best. You know, my Christian sisters and brother, I don't hear them say don't take medication, you know.
Right.
But those of us who are learning spiritual truth, like, oh, no, just do an affirmation. Just chant, home, you'll be all right. But no. And what kind of, what does that do to a person?
Just say it. Just say it. What do you want to know?
What damage does that do to somebody who is in pain and the bliss bunnies that say, oh, no, don't take medication. Oh, no, don't go to a doctor. Oh, no. What kind of damage can that do to somebody else who is really in a funk?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't express myself for somebody else. All I can tell you is how it made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually experienced bouts of depression since I'm 12 years old.
Mm.
And a lot of it was deep-seated anger that needed to come out of my physical body, my spiritual body, my emotional body, and my mental body. I was storing it. So whatever someone else's circumstances are, I cannot speak for. I was 40 years old when I decided that I needed to go to talk therapy. And I did that because I was already in another state of depression, didn't have a reason for it that I thought, but the real truth of the matter was I had an elderly mother whom, to say the least, our relationship was nil. It was mean, it was manipulative, it was hurtful from little child on up. Now, that was all stored in me. And by the time I was 40, I realized my mom had signs of dementia. And under the circumstances of our family arrangement, I knew that I would probably be the one responsible for taking care of her. That made me so angry. And then in that anger, I got depressed because I did not want to do it. I really felt at that moment I hated her. And that made me so angry that I knew I needed help because it was affecting every part of my life. Now, this was before I even started studying Reiki or any of the energy healing modalities. I knew I needed help. So I actually found a therapist who thought more like I did the energy work with me. And it wasn't an automatic, oh boy, she's better. But I She talked to me, basically, she talked me into taking the medication because nothing I did was helping. And I was in a very dark place, very, very dark place. Mm-hmm. And I agreed. And she said, together with talk therapy, the energy work, and your medication, we will get through this. And that is pretty much what happened. It did not happen overnight. And my relationship with my mother improved in that I was able to cope with the responsibility. And eventually, this is no more than 5 years ago when this miracle, and it is a miracle, took place. My mother was in the hospital, and she was very, very ill. And I closed my eyes, and I said, is my mother going to die? And I didn't get a response right away. And I said, why are you not answering me? And my team said, that's not our decision.
Mm.
And I said, and I swear to you, this is the absolute truth. I know it probably will sound hokey to many people out there, but I could feel my mother's spirit in that silence. Mm. And she was like a small child, giddy, happy, just free. And I said, are you coming back to at least say goodbye to us? Because my sister wasn't there. And I heard her say, all right, just like that, all right.
if I must.
Yes, if I must. Well, in about 30 minutes passed, my mother woke up from that sleep.
Mm.
I took one look at her. She looked at me. And there was a complete forgiving healing that took place.
Mm.
And I said, I love you too, Mom. I knew what she was thinking. I knew that she came back for our benefit to say goodbye. And from that time on, I had no resentment, no anger. And I was totally in a place of compassion and empathy for this woman who had dementia, Alzheimer's, and could not do anything for herself. So all I can tell you is, if there are things that you must do for yourself on your path of healing, you have to do what is right for you. If it means don't tell anybody you're doing what you're doing, then that's what you do. Because I just got fed up with people saying, oh, well, you know, do this and that. No, I had to do what I had to do to get to a place that I could even think straight.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I was in a dark, dark place. But in the long run, it was part of my inner healing. And had I not been more balanced, that miraculous healing between my mother and I may have never happened.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
This is part of do what is right for you. Speak your truth. Walk your truth. Do what you know is for you. It may change. If you do one thing one day in a week, you may say, ah, it's not working for me. I'm going to do something else. That's all okay. What I have found is people think that as you walk a spiritual path, there's only one way, and you have to stick with that way. I don't feel that way. My spiritual truth and my relationship to God is probably very different than another person's. Why should I expect it to be the same? So I say, even if you don't know what your truth is today, tomorrow you might. But if you never take a chance, if you never step out of that box or that comfort zone to make a change, you will stay where you are. And that's where my help basically ends. I can give an individual the tools, help them along the way, but they must do the hard work. And I'm finding, even at this time, as people are really, really waking up, you know that term, wake up, they still want somebody to do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not willing to do that. I've done my work, and I continue to do my work because, as I told you yesterday, I still get miserable, And my family says, oh, that was a nice thing to say for a rev. You know, they make fun of me because we're not always on the same path.
Yeah,
but the truth is, I don't claim to be perfect. Do you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Absolutely not. I am a work in progress. Keep going, moving, keep growing, you know. And I really believe that's real living. I mean, the spiritual practice and being on the spiritual path is sometimes messy because we think when we're on the spiritual path, then we have no issues, no more drama. But if you really think about it, spiritual practice is becoming more aware, consciously aware. So when you're aware, you see things that you've been hiding from. You start to see a part of you that, you know, when you got in touch, Sylvia, with what's really going on with you and your mother, you realize you were angry. You have to tap into that. And the truth is, we can't heal what we don't acknowledge. So
that's
in spiritual
right.
practice is help you see what you've been running from. And it may look messy than what you're reading about, you know, when you listen to God and your spiritual practice and understand your purpose, because it's easy to have that conversation. I find in my work that people are challenged to talk about their health challenges, all the things that are going on that's not so positive. But until we're willing to look at the shadow self, you are not going to feel whole. And it's all a part of you. The negative side, the negative thoughts, it is what it is. We must embrace it. So as we move into this new year, listeners, we're encouraging you to find the courage to create a community that supports you to live your own truth. Your truth will constantly change. And I'm not interested in intellectual spirituality. My truth is one. Well, we live in the world of spirituality and humanity. So in the human realm, there's some things you got to do. And in the spiritual realm, you know you're infinite. But the journey of life is blending it. My guest is Sylvia Seward. Her website address is radiantlightcenter.com. Radiantlightcenter.com. And, Sylvia, we're going to take a quick break. We're not going anywhere. We're just moving on to our next segment. After we have Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, I want to talk about your transition from the Christian tradition into metaphysics and this new way, universal laws.
Okay.
Even though we label it as that's some of the challenges that people have. It may not be a Christian situation, a Christian society, but it could just be how they used to live, how they were living in 2011, and now 2002, everybody's all excited. And they're trying to figure out, how do I do this? So we want to hear your story of the story and what helped you and what you can share with people, what they can do to keep moving in spite of what looks daunting. Yes.
Yes.
You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are getting ready for our next segment. And as we prepare for our next segment, we want to invite you to joyfully, lovingly share the radio show, the radio network with your friends by tweeting it, by texting it, by sharing a social network. Just let people know what's really happening. Maybe people you've been wanting to see your point of view, you can just nudge them over here. Now, we're not going to force them to see your point of view because they will never be able to see your point of view, but they will have a broader perspective about their life.
You don't forget to also click the follow button at the top left if you're listening online. But if you're listening on the phone line, make sure you do what you do on social network, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and all those great stuff. We truly appreciate you. And now this is a new segment we've added to the show. And I know Celeste has a gift for Sylvia, so it's going to be fun. This is called a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Don't you love that? That came through the other day when I was talking to Celeste. It's like, wow. So Celeste is going to be gifting us numbers. And as I do what I do, because I am the technician, I'm the host, and all the other stuff. So, Celeste, I'm looking for your music. I'm looking for your music. So just bear with me, listeners. And while I look for Celeste's music, what we're going to use, I think, for now anyway, earlier I played, Esther Nicholson. I believe this belongs to you. To find out more about Esther, go to her website. It's Esther Nicholson. That's E-S-T-E-R. Spell that right. E-S-T-E-R. N-I-C-H-O-L. S-O-N. I believe this belongs to you, and I believe this belongs to Celeste Morgan. Come on, Destiny.
I am the voice of ancient calling, and the voice of all good tidings.
Yes, indeed. Celeste is bringing the ancient calling through numbers, through her way. Celeste Morgan, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. How are you doing, my friend?
I am great. Happy New You a day, and hello, yes. Sylvia.
Hi. Oh, so nice to meet you.
Oh, I can feel you through your throat chakra, which is a hint of my gift today. You are amazing. It's just wonderful. And I'm not using my time a day, but I know that you don't give out shout-outs, so I'm not going to get in trouble by wishing Arden, Mike, and Brandon a happy birthday today.
Mm-hmm. We don't do shout-outs, but we did. You send them a shout-out. I get it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. All right, so I just want to say good afternoon to the family. I'm really, really excited to be coming in officially with Life Conversations Radio, and I want to thank all of you for welcoming me. And I trust that you already started setting strong, loving intentions for 2012. So I'm going to say it again. Happy New You. I come bearing a number gift and more seeds to play with on your journey. So while Betty and Aday were on vacay, I was playing around in the archive, and Aday said something that I'm going to take to 2012 with me, which is that life has no meaning except for the meaning you give it. And the same can be said for numbers. So I'm about to take the number 5, which we get by adding up 2012, and dress it up real pretty so that you can use tips and tools for your use on your spiritual journey. So I'm pulling from a lot of different places, but I want you to know this. Anything that I say, you can Google it. It's not just woo-woo. But it is through my lens, and the tools that I use are medicine cards through Native American spirituality, Mother Peace Tarot, musical note is in here somewhere, orishas and chakras, and I'm using these pieces to weave the story to make it easier for you to step into. So 5. All of these things that I'm sharing with you are connected to the number 5. And when you tap into this, I want you to tap in to pull out tools that you can use for yourself. If it resonates with you, great. If it doesn't, leave it alone. I'm not here to convert you. I've heard somebody else say that, and I love it. But I am here to share it with you. So the first thing is, 5 is the bear. And the bear comes up a lot on this show because this show always features introspection. It's always about going in. And I'm hearing right now, go within to get in touch with eternity. I'll give Life Coach today credit for that. He said that. And 5 belongs to the goddess of love, Oshun, which is about love, rivers, and sensuality. It's the 5th chakra, which is the throat chakra. It's about expressing your truth with authority, which Sylvia is doing so beautifully today. And the 5th letter of the alphabet is E. And the key of E can be found in the solar plexus, which brings fire, sun, and the color yellow, power. 5 is also the Hierophant, the teacher in tarot. This is a major, major card for me in particular because it's about ministers. And Sylvia is a reverend, and she is showing you how to let your life be the lesson and the story instead of relying on authority outside of yourself. I'm getting all of that from her. So we're all in alignment because that's the number that's running for the whole year. So just to wrap it up, when you tap into going within with the bear, the goddess of love, Oshun, to tap into your inner beauty, expressing the truth with courage, it activates your throat chakra, then connecting with the key of E, it'll bring you power when you listen to your solar plexus. Your life becomes the teacher when you show up as you are. 2012 is a great year. I look forward to the unfolding energy on the journey with you. Happy New Year. And thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Celeste.
Happy
New
Year. That was great.
Yes, indeed.
That was great. I love that.
Oh, thank you, Sylvia. I'll be catching up with you.
Okay.
You'll get it in writing, sister, because that is a gift to you. It's a gift for all of us. but you are just waking me up in ways that as I was preparing for this, because I've been playing with 2012, it's not even just what you're saying, Sylvia, it's how you're saying it. It's just coming through so clearly. So thank you for being a channel, and thank you, Ade. And I love you, Betty. Feel better.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Celeste. The Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, CMCM. Spirit is awesome. That just got downloaded a few days when we were talking. Yes, yes, Celeste will be here every day at 1 o'clock to give you her gift, to share with you, to reconnect you with the invisible realm. That what's really going on behind the scene? There's so much more going on. Wherever you are is wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're in a funk or if you're feeling free, God is there. In the funk, God is there. When you're feeling free, God is there. Now, Sylvia, we've got someone calling, Mariana. She got a question for you. You said. She said, what? Did she just say, Mariana, you're live? What's your question?
Hello. First of all, let me say thank you. You guys have been really good to me, and I really appreciate that. I'm going to try to be quick. Sylvia, I have a question for you. Actually, two. One is, did you say you're still on antidepressants?
I am.
Really? Okay. I'm quite surprised to hear you say that, because a lot of people have told me that if I had more energy or if I was on a better spiritual path or a lot of different things, that means I would not have a need for antidepressants.
Okay. Let me go back here. There are several components. I have tried every homeopathic supplement, vitamin, and I will tell you, for 3 years, they worked perfectly. Then I went through menopause. And again, I went through a major shift in my body chemistry. I had things happen in my own life that very much saddened me. My mother died back in February after her long illness.
Sylvia, I'm sorry. Ada, does she know my father died last week?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's See? Right. Just so I understand where you're coming from.
There are so many things. There are so many things that contribute towards it. But here is something that I failed to mention, and I'm going to mention it quick. I've learned this from a very, very good spiritual teacher. She said that when you have psychic abilities, now this isn't for everybody, but if you have some kind of psychic abilities, and I do, I just don't call them that, is every time you get a hit, what she would call a hit, or that moment, that nanosecond of information comes through, that uses serotonin in the brain. Mm. Okay?
Wow.
This is proven. This is proven. And when you are an individual who normally has a low serotonin level, which I do, every time I get one of those aha moments, and I'm sharing it with people, and it's ongoing, my serotonin levels are going lower and lower and lower and lower. So I have chosen to use something that I know is keeping me balanced and stable in the chemical brain. I have worked on the emotional part, and I continue to work on the emotional part. And this is why I'm not saying everybody should do what I'm doing. If you can get the same results from holistic medicine and from the therapy and the inner healing and everything else, I say go for it. I did it. But the stronger these inputs were getting for me, and the more I was helping people through spiritual consultations and this wisdom that comes through for me to give to the person I'm speaking with, I'm using more and more of that serotonin in my brain. And the supplements were no longer assisting me. So I had to make this decision for myself. And I'm sure there's people out there who are going to cringe at the fact that I'm still using them. Well, you know what? It will be my decision when I no longer use it.
No, that's right.
Excellent.
No, that's
Thank
right.
Thank you so much. I
you're
really
welcome.
Needed to hear that.
You're welcome, because there are things in life that we cannot control, and we're probably not supposed to control it.
Yeah, I could tell you all about it. my other question is, when the show first started, you shared something in regards to some people might say hurtful things towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they are coming from the place of being in pain themselves, correct?
Correct.
Okay. When they do that, how do you treat those people?
Well, this is difficult because you have a choice. You can react or you can respond. All right? A reaction is usually going to be negative because it just flicked your switch. All right? They just touched you an open sore with salt. And you're basically going to react, and it's usually a negative reaction. You're either going to say something back, you're going to tell them off, you're going to do whatever makes you feel better at the time. Or you can respond and say anything contrary to what they wanted to get out of you. I'm sorry that you feel that way. That might be true. I have to work on that. Anything other than respond or reacting with anger or fear. And then once you can walk away from it. And this is not easy. This may take
years.
Oh,
my gosh. That's I'm going through this right now. It's difficult.
Yes, it is.
Very, very difficult.
But now if you can look at that individual, and this will take work, look at that individual and say, they must really be suffering to want to inflict that pain on someone else. Because what they're doing is they're trying to escape it from themselves, so they're sending it out to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Try and look at them as, I don't want to use this because it sounds judgmental. What a poor soul. How bad must it be for them that they have to attack me? Many of the masters that walk the earth, the most important one to me is Jesus the Christ. He was walking the earth. He managed to perfect the Christ consciousness. And I try and remember what an individual like him would do. And oftentimes I have been accused of things that I did not do. And I stood silent and left them say whatever they wanted to say, do whatever they wanted to do, because in my heart I knew eventually the truth would come out. And it has. But it doesn't mean you have to be...
If I stay silent, they get more angry.
They get more angry if you say what?
If I stay if I say something, they get double angry. If I stay silent, they get triple angry.
Let me put it this way. Whatever you choose to do, that's the only thing you're responsible for. How they choose to respond or react to what you do or don't do, that's got nothing to do with you. Now, that's the work you've got to do. Because, you know, the one thing we were talking earlier about listening, you know, there are people who are in pain and want to be heard. And some people, they're so in pain, they want to fight. The fight is what they know. So being silent can say, why are you just not saying anything? I hate it when you do that. That's got nothing to do with you. If you are at peace with yourself and you can feel what you're saying, when you say, okay, they must be really hurting to be spewing this hate in my direction, and you can just listen from a place of understanding, compassion, that itself will shift something. But if you start getting caught up or get caught up in, oh, my God, I'm silent and now they're getting angry, they're getting triple angry, that's you're doing too much work. You're only responsible for your energy, for what you're putting out there.
I also want to add something here, if I may, before we go on.
Sure.
If this is a situation where it becomes physical, you remove yourself. You do not have to remain a victim of anybody's anger or their words. That's not what agape means. It does not mean you have to stand in and be a victim of anything. And I'm getting this very clearly. I can feel it. there's fear attached here, and if someone gets physical, you need to remove yourself.
Are you psychic or what?
Well, she's a lot more than that. You just need to check out her website.
I know. Just so you know, I'm translating your show in Greek right now.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes. This is a call from Athens, Greece.
This is amazing. It's just amazing.
You guys are fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariana.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Sylvia. You were going to say something?
That's one of the things that I was trying to explain with the serotonin levels. I don't call what I get psychic because I don't get details of everything. I get an overall picture. It's much more intuitive. And I can feel at the heart level what someone's feeling. But I don't concentrate on those things. My job here is to help people bridge the gaps. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be a psychic.
I'm laughing because I understand sometimes I'm talking to friends or coaching session or caller calls in. I'm saying things, and now things just come through me. And sometimes I've spoken to friends like, oh, my God, how did you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just one with it. So for me, when people say you're psychic, I don't use that term. I won't be authentic if I say I'm a psychic. You know, I feel a little bit at ease with being called an intuitive, but even that's like, I'm just listening, and I don't even know I'm listening sometimes. I just think I'm talking. But like you said, the most important thing is listening to the heart of what the person is saying, and all of us have that gift. When we listen to our own heart and we listen to the heart of the other, we know exactly, we will hear what needs to be expressed, you know?
Yes.
Life is good, it's getting better.
We can make it so much better for ourselves.
Yes.
Instead of running away.
Instead of running away. Let's talk about running away when you made your transition, when you walked away, when you realized there's so much more to life than that perspective. And you talked about judgment earlier. I always say judgment, criticism, and blame for some people is a painkiller. So people judge and criticize because they're in pain. So when they judge and criticize other people, it makes them feel a little bit better. It's like a painkiller. So when you were making your transition from your early lessons experience from the Christian society into metaphysics, what was that like? And what made the journey, was it easy? I don't know if it was easy. Was it easy?
Ade, it was not easy. It took several years. I spent hours combing books and making comparisons as to what it said in the Bible. I mean, I've got the Nag Hammadi Library book. I have got the Gnostic Gospels. I have it all. And I spent years searching to make sure I wasn't doing anything that would have been considered demonic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that, all I can tell you is it was very difficult, and I had a sounding board. The first time I went for a Reiki attunement, I came back petrified because I said to my husband, what if I invited demons in? What if that's who's talking? What if this is? I had every question in the book, every fear in the book, because all my little tapes of all the things that I learned would go off in my head and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started to trust the goodness that was coming from these experiences, I was able to better make the transition to the next step. It was slow. I was a hard nut to crack. I needed proof. I wanted validation. I wanted proof before I stepped forward into a place I didn't know. But let me tell you something. When I decided to take that step, I went right into the other end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started studying Western esoteric traditions. Esoteric means hidden. And hidden is another word, but they would use the occult. And mm-hmm. even though that isn't witchcraft and all those kind of things, occult means it's hidden information. And that's mm-hmm. what mystery schools teach, is hidden information. I studied the cosmology of God's hierarchy or his organization. It's like a corporation. There are levels of distribution of information. So, Ade, was it easy? No. Did I trust everything? No. I took a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a community to support you in the process?
I will say no to that. That may not be what you wanted to hear, but I pretty much did a lot of this on my own. I did not share a lot of what was going on and the changes within me, except to those expressly close to me, that being my husband mm-hmm. and my best friend,
right.
And maybe one girlfriend that I would be able to express myself without criticism, mm-hmm. because some of the things that happened and helped me make this transition were pretty phenomenal. And that's why I want to help people to learn how to meditate properly
yes.
without it being boring. And through this, learn how to access other spiritual realms without fear and in complete mm-hmm. safety. And that's how I started to make the transitions. This was not mm-hmm. easy for me, but okay. I know that everything I learned was a firm foundation in my trust in the Creator. You can call it right. Creator, God, universe, inner voice, whatever you want to call it. My yeah. relationship is that's my God. Someone mm-hmm. else can call it something else.
Yes.
But no.
Yeah.
Not,
well, I'm glad that I'm glad that you didn't have the support, and I'll tell you why. Because I mean, when I ask my questions, I'm always whatever the answer is. Because there are people who think, well, yeah, it's easy for her, she has support. But you get to tell the story from someone who didn't have the support, where the challenge, and change sometimes is painful. It's like giving birth without painkillers. Well, that's spoken from a man's perspective. I know it's
but
not called a painkiller,
what?
But,
I did that.
You know, excuse me.
I did that.
That's what I see. Like Bill Cosby put it, it's like if a man wants to know what it's like to give birth, try pulling your bottom lip over your face. And I think that's enough for me to get it. But anyway.
I would put it a different way. That's easy.
I bet you can. I'm too sensitive. I don't think I can go there. I might start crying on the show. Please.
Right now,
I'm just glad I'm a man this lifetime. That's all I can say. Is there so much pain I can take? So much pain. I can't even take it when it's too cold. But anyway, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. Check out our website for upcoming guests, LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com, that's where you find out about the information. And LifeConversationsRadio.com is where you get to hear the show. But pretty soon, you'll just be able to go to one website and you have everything. We're working here. We're working joyfully. And we got some questions here, Sylvia, and I'm glad the questions were coming through because I wanted to pick up on that serotonin conversation. It's like, really? So one is from Millicent. Millicent said she wanted to know, what supplements did you take?
Okay. I took a supplement called 5-HTP. 5-HTP.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I took SAM E. I took a B complex, heavy on the vitamin B6. And intermittently, I tried tryptophan. That did not work so well with me because all it did was make me tired and sleepy. Obviously, that's why we sleep after Thanksgiving, all that turkey tryptophan. But 5-HTP, no, And remember, folks, I am not a doctor. I am not a diagnostician. I don't want anybody coming back saying, Sylvia said take this, and I'm going to be better. This is what worked for me. The 5-HTP is a chemical precursor to the tryptophan. And through tryptophan, we make serotonin, along with many other chemicals. But if you're missing one of those chemicals or you're low in one of those chemicals, the neurons cannot make the connections that they need to make. So I took 5-HTP, SAMe, the B-complex heavy on B6, and I did really well for many, many years with that. Hello.
There you have it. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
We didn't lose you. We still got connection. So we got
okay.
Another question along the same thing. But Millicent, I hope that answered your question. Well, she did. So let's go to Jessica. Jessica said, in reference to the lower serotonin levels and psychic hits, is this also why psychic people many times have weight issues? Because serotonin levels also regulate hunger and weight issues. What are your thoughts on those?
Ooh, I would say that could be a possibility, but I've gained weight as I've gotten older and then went through menopause. So, yes, that can be a contributing factor because serotonin does regulate even your thirst and your hunger and your cravings. So I think I like that.
I can hear Super say, ooh, I'm going to research that. I'm going to look into that.
Yes. That's very possible. But remember, I said those hits of that are taken from your serotonin, most people won't even notice the difference because their serotonin levels are normal. Mine were always low. And the more hits that it took, the lower it became. So not everybody who has these abilities will have feelings of depression. I want to make that clear.
Right. And as Sylvia said, you got to do your own work. You got to do your own research. What we are saying is, yes. I mean, the way I look at it is how I bring myself to balance is I believe that so many things come up for me. But I believe we're one with the one. We're one with God, the creator of the source. So, yes, my spiritual truth, my spiritual identity is nothing can affect that. But while being on this physical plane, there's some things that I go through and grow through that can be painful. And unless I'm willing to look at it, unless I'm willing to acknowledge it, I am going to be denying a part of me. God is all there is. So if God is all there is, be a doctor. It's the whole thing is about balance. It's about being led from within. Sometimes people are led by commercials. People are led by doctors. People are led by teachers. People are led by books. But you can get all that information, but also create a space where you can listen to your inner guidance. Now, if you say, I don't want to do that, that's too much work, so be it. Because it is your life, you get to live it out. You get to live it out the way you want to. I don't know what agreement you have with your soul. You and your soul have an agreement, and you guys will work it out. Well, guys, yeah, you know, like a soul is a guy. But anyway, you understand what I mean.
I do.
As we get ready to release the show, Sylvia, let's talk a little bit about meditation because you brought that up and you also shared a video clip with me, a YouTube clip about meditation. Speak to meditation from a place where it's exciting and not boring.
Okay. I would say that the way I was taught to meditate was significant. Because it did not include chant. It did not include particular types of breathing that was laborious and boring. The way I was taught to meditate, there was some breathing and things like that. But the most important is to meet your higher self. And when I take people on a meditation, I take them to meet their higher self. To get to know their higher self, because it's them, but in a higher spiritual dimension. The higher self dwells between, I think it's the fifth and sixth dimension. So when I'm able to take people or a person there to meet their higher self, they see themselves as what they really are. It could be color, it could be energy, it could be anything that they are willing to accept and that path that they're on right then and there. Getting to know their higher self, I then take them to higher dimensions where they can ask questions safely as long as their higher self is with them. And we use an induction method of color and energy and a grounding cord and all those kind of things, but it becomes more fun when you can use your imagination. Now, this is a lot more fun for someone who's very visual. For those individuals who cannot visualize, it can be more difficult. But meditation is the place that you can make the connections if you're guided properly and safely to your higher self, who then can transport you safely to other dimensions to get higher answers.
And this is something that you also offer as your service, right?
Actually, I have a bi-monthly meditation group here in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I'm teaching them the same things. And there are other things I teach them along the way as far as concentration and focus and things like that. But the purpose is for them to meet their higher self and gain that inner instruction without having to go outside themselves.
Yes.
You know why it's so important? Your higher self has no human ego. So without human ego, there is no reason to lie or shade anything. This is pure spirit. It is them in pure spirit. You can ask the higher self anything, and they will get the honest answer because there's no reason for them to lie to themselves without human ego.
Yes. Human ego is going to be, what? You're an antidepressant? I can't believe you. You're a reverend. Did you just say someone gets on your nerves? Come on now.
My word.
It's like, go sit down somewhere.
Ask my family. They all told me I was miserable all week, and I was. We all go through it.
I like that. It's like, you're right. Because really, what people are seeing and viewing, they're right. So if you disagree, and then you know, the whole thing about checking with self and saying, yeah, that's the truth. I am miserable, and this is why. Then everybody can be at peace. I mean, we're human. We're having this human experience, and there's some laws that governs being on this physical plane. And for me, I'm just so committed to teaching from a place where people are free and not afraid to express themselves, that we can support each other in their humanity as they go and grow through their transformation. We're all in it together.
We're all in it together.
Sylvia, anything else you want to share with us before we release you to do the next thing that's on your spiritual agenda, your physical agenda, life agenda?
What I wanted to mention also about that YouTube video about it was part of meditation in the mind and the heart. It's on my Facebook page. I can't get it on my webpage at the moment, but it talks about how the vibration and the magnetic energy of the heart, the physical heart in your chest, radiates more magnetic, electromagnetic energy than even our brain. And I thought this correlation between the heart and the brain and meditation, that we can change things on the planet through meditation. And you have to actually look at it to really appreciate it, because I know I'm not suggesting that's going to solve everybody's problem or the Earth's problems. I have my own viewpoints on that and what will need to take place for all of it to change. However, it works. And it talked about a study on a group of meditators who actually brought down the crime rate by 25% in Washington. I think it was Washington, D.C.
Yes,
that's pretty amazing empirical studies. So, and the other thing I wanted to mention to the one woman who asked about the supplements, one I forgot, very, very important to brain chemistry, is DHA. Basically, you can look for your omega acids of 3, 6, and 9. 6 and 9 is more important. We get plenty of 3s in our foods and our snacks. But DHA should be added to that regimen, too. I forgot that. Sorry.
Mm. But you're there, you're there. For the listeners who want to find out about that video, I just posted it on the Ask Life Coach at A page.
Oh,
you can go there,
wonderful.
And click this link. You know, I go invisible hands. I'm one of, they say man can't multitask, but please, I super task. Don't even compete with me. The only thing I can't do is give birth to a human child. Anything, I can give birth to another human child. But other than that, there's nothing I cannot do. Well, but who knows? I may be able to give birth. But anyway, that's a whole different show for another time. There's not even
yes.
Broadcasted.
please don't ask me on that one because I don't have any answers for that.
Just the thought of it makes my eyes water. Sylvia, thank you so much for what you're doing, who you are. I am so grateful we've connected. Talking with you yesterday, just what I needed. You know, it was a reflective day for me and looking at life and looking at what really makes us human and what it means to be a spiritual being and how to navigate the challenges of life. And talking to you later on in the evening was just such a gift. And I'm so grateful for you being here today to share your story, your wisdom. And I know that listeners have benefited from it. So thank you for the work you do.
You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome, and thank you for inviting me because this has started out my year fantastically because I know my mission is changing, and sometimes that's hard to cope with too. You get kind of in a place where you're very comfortable, and then Spirit says, nope, now we're going on to this. So if there's any way that I can help individuals bridge that gap between their religion and metaphysics and spirituality, I'm open and willing to help in any way that I can. I've been there. I've done it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, my sister. Sylvia's website is radiantlightcenter.com, radiantlightcenter.com. Have a wonderful day, Sylvia, and we'll talk soon, and we look forward to having you back on Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you so much. Goodbye, everyone. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes, yes. Authenticity in action. The courage to live your own truth. What is your own truth? Now, sometimes that can be tricky, you know, but if you pick up Sacred Yes, there's a chapter in there that I love. He put things in perspective for me. There's a part where he talks about the personal truth and spiritual truth. The personal truth are things that we learn about, you know, evaluating and judging and weighing out things, the things that we've experienced, things that are relative to us. But then there's a spiritual truth. We know that. Your spiritual identity, that you're one with the one, that you are joy, that you're peace, that you're abundant. But when you're on this physical plane, there's some things that looks like it's against what you know to be true. But the journey of life, your spiritual path, is really about blending the two, learning to see God on earth and in heaven. Or put a different way, for those who are afraid of the devil, or those who are afraid of the ego, or those who are afraid of the darkness, learning to look at the devil and see the eyes of God. Yes, I said it. I said learning to look at the devil and see the eyes of God. Because when you look at the devil, when you look at the ego, when you look at darkness from a place of compassion, to embrace it, because you already know that there is only one power, one presence, and this presence, this power is called God. So if that's the case, what can impose the presence, the all-powerful presence? If you choose to believe in the ego has power over you, or you don't want to deal with your dark side because it's just causing you to do things you don't want to do, or the devil is chasing you, so be it.
But you know, the truth is there's one power, one presence, one life called God. And a quicker way to embrace that is to embrace yourself right where you are. Even if you're in a community where everybody is like they got it, they got their house, they got the perfect job, they're living their life, they're living their purpose, they're doing all they wanted to do. But for you, you're having health challenges, you can't seem to find the perfect relationship. It's just part of a season. It's part of a season. Embrace yourself. Unconditional love. Love without conditions. You know, can you love? It's easy to love other people unconditionally, but are you really? But anyway, but it can be easy to love people unconditionally, but the best love, the love experience, the best gift you can give yourself is to love yourself unconditionally. So it doesn't matter if you're depressed or you have a headache or you're angry or you're mad, you can love yourself. If you're joyful, happy, passionate, and just doing all that you've always wanted to do, you can love yourself. It's usually easy to love ourselves when life is going the way we want it to go. But more important, can you love yourself when your life seems like it is just, you feel like nothing you do is working? Numbers 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break. Ask Life Coach. Ade is here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. We have some great guests coming up. And something else I was going to say, but I can't think about it right now, so I'm just going to leave it. Sylvia talked about a video is on the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. Oh, this Life Coach, Life Conversations, Radio, Life Conversations, Media, life. It's all about life. Ooh, I hold myself up sometimes. Anyway, let's take a break. Let's take a music break, and we'll come into Rebecca. Well, actually, we won't take the music break. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come to Rebecca. Life is good. It's getting better, and we have some guests showing up. We have Gia LeBeau. It's time for some spiritual. No, I won't do it. I won't do it. Why not? It's courage to leave my own truth. We're going to have some spiritual. We're gathering for a spiritual orgasm. Yeah, I was going to say orgy, but orgasm came out. Yes. You know, when you know who you are, when you embrace who you really are, life becomes like, you start screaming and be like, what's wrong with you? But there are times sometimes when you feel like you're not hitting life in the right spot. That's why we have all the new guests that are coming to help you hit life in the right spot or allow life to hit you in the right spot. And when life hits you in the right spot, let me take a break because I'm letting myself loose right about now. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back to take a call. Live Conversations Radio, we dare you to live your best life. We do.
Live Conversations, we dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
be the change you want to see. That's what it's about. When you acknowledge who and what you are, when you see things going on in your world that you don't like, that you don't appreciate, that's challenging you, you be that change. If you need to go see a doctor, go see a doctor. If you need to take medication, take medication. If you need to say, my life is crappy right now, say it and set yourself free. Ah, I'm coming to you, Betty. I'm coming to you, Betty. Let's see. okay. Betty's asking me questions. Yeah, okay, all right, darling. Calm down. Well, no, we're going to wrap things up in a minute, but we'll get to that. I'll tell you the other part. So let's take a call. I think this is Rebecca. It is Rebecca.
You're good.
And I'm getting better. How are
yes.
you doing, my friend?
You are right on. Happy New You.
Thank you. And to you. What's your question or comment?
Actually, it would just be, I wish you all a Happy New Year. And I'm starting, my meditation practice has gotten a lot stronger. And, any added little ideas for how to, ensure that you do your daily gratitude journal, your meditation, a fun way idea just to keep us on our, path every day.
Mm-hmm. So you said a fun way to stay on the path every day? Is that what you asked?
Yeah, a fun way to remember, how do you make sure you're doing your meditations every day and your gratitude journal and just, if you have any ideas, ideas that come to mind?
Sure. Well, what I say to people is, there are those who go to the gym because they want to be fit, they want to be able to have their body to be fit, and whatever they want to have shapes in their body, whatever they want to do. But for me, I really believe life itself is a gym, and it's important to spend some time in a spiritual gym. Now, if some people may have to force themselves to meditate, they may have to force themselves to be able to do the spiritual practice. But what I would say is, think about what you want in your life. Think about what you're creating. Think about what you want to experience. Think about your life right now. Are you happy? Are you joyful? Do you want to be in that space on a regular basis? Well, you know what to do. Continue to do your spiritual practice. It is very important to visit the spiritual gym at least once a day. You're gonna reap the benefit, because there's so many things that come at us, and if our spiritual muscles are not strong enough, it's going to be overwhelming. So what I would say is experiment with meditation. Like today, I use music when I meditated this morning. Sometimes I don't. I just focus on my breath. And just go with that. My mind goes somewhere, worrying about what I'm going to do on the show or the guest, or then I'll bring myself back. Sometimes I use guided meditation. It just depends on what I'm feeling. But what I would say is free yourself to try different practices and find out what works for you. It's really for you. The spiritual practice is you filling up your love tank. It is you filling up, it is you resourcing yourself so that you have the resources to deal with life when you step out in the world. It's that's what it's about, really. And that's how you get to consciously be aware of your spiritual identity.
Great idea. And I'll add in some Pilates, and then it'll be even better.
Yeah, sprinkle some of that on there. Exactly. Do what I mean. We always know. People say, I don't have time to meditate. But when you're running late for work and you're driving a car and you're running out of gas, you don't say, I don't have time to buy some gas, because you think, if I don't, I might break down on the highway and then won't get to work. It's all about your intention. People do what is important to them. So if you don't have time to meditate, that means you need to meditate. thank you, my sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's Rebecca.
Have
you're
a great
welcome,
one.
My sister friend, the transformed one. We're getting ready to release the show. Meditation is only about you, really.
It is about you knowing who you are. Meditation helps you be at peace with whatever is happening. When you don't have a job, when you don't have the money that you need, when things are not going the way you want it to, when you've been practicing, you're able to tap into that place where you can say, you know, my life is not the way I want it to be right now, but I am grateful. Well, I can be in this moment. I'm trusting the process of life. Meditation helps you to find peace within yourself. When everything else is happening, it's going crazy. Just because you've developed your spiritual muscles, it's easy for you to be still, to say, let me just take a breath right now. Though I don't like what's going on, I wish my life is different, I wish the situation is different, but practicing, spiritual practice means you keep practicing, and until you leave this physical body, you're going to need to check in, you're going to need to practice. It's just part of life. Life is good, it's getting better, we're getting ready to release the show. I want to thank all of you for listening, for hanging around. Let's see here, Betty's talking to me. Okay, yeah, Betty has to run, yes. There's so much I have to do. Betty tells me not to multitask, but it's just impossible. I don't have my engineers are busy meditating. They don't show up. So I got to do everything all by myself. Like the children would say, I want to do it by myself. I think I'm like that sometimes. I want to do it all by myself because I can do it. I just want to thank all of you that are listening. If you listen for the first time, don't worry, you get used to this. We have fun. It's called we share grounded spirituality. All the shows can be listened to all over again. You can download it. Thank you. Make sure you join our fan page. We're also on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. It's Ade Anifowuse or Ademola Anifowuse. If that's too much for you to remember, because it might be early, just look for Life Conversations Radio. And of course, we have Life Coach at a fan page. You get all the information. I'll be back here tomorrow with Tara Sonora. We're going to be talking to the angels. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Where did that come from? I have no clue. Ooh, he's denying his talent. No, I don't know if that's a talent. But anyway, let me hurry up and get out of here. I don't know what's going on. I love you. I bless you. Some friends say to me, you know how to make yourself laugh. I do. I crack myself up. But you know why? Because I don't even know I'm going to do what I do until it comes out of my mouth. I'm like, where did that come from? But I've learned to let it flow. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Kathleen, Dreammaster, Emilio, my brother, silent listeners. Disguised guest, Mariana, Tamara Joy, Tamara Angel. Okay, we've got Tamara Joy. We've got Tamara Joy. We have Electra in the house. And all the others that were here earlier, thank you all on the phone line. Let's see, Celeste is there. Jill LeBeau is in the house, just smiling, and just grinning and enjoying the sunshine. And who else? Well, I don't remember. I don't recognize all the other numbers. Oh, Donna is there. I recognize that number. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's see. What song do we want to go out with? Let's see. What have we been talking about today? Courage to live your own truth. Let's see. Let's do some radio things. Yes. I said it. I give you the numbers, but I already give you them. So there's nothing to buy time. What I will do is let you know. Oh, I'm going to do this while I look for a song to play. This is your spiritual identity. Let's bring in Carly Jackson to remind us who we really are while I look for another song to play.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, you are wonderful, you are whole, you are free, and if you're not feeling it, don't trip. Trust the process of life. Don't trip. Just trust the process of life. Keep doing your spiritual practice, and you know you will get to that place where you're feeling your own freedom. And if you really want to feel free,
start loving yourself unconditionally. That's what love is. Love is freedom. And check out our website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, for upcoming guests. This is Gina Renee. Gina Renee is the sister to, what's the guy's name? Chris Renee? I think it's Chris on X Factor. She's telling us, reminding us, to be the change we want to see, featuring Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. We're out of here. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And more importantly, be loved. Because when you allow yourself to be loved, you're receiving the goodness of God. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Gina Renee. Be the change. Find on Facebook. Oops. Find on Facebook, GinaRenee.com or Gina Renee. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow.
Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat,
because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stop believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. See, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Hurricanes, tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation? Am I open to a new conversation? I'm talking about the love vibration. Everybody wants unification. A change is moving across the nation. Yeah, we choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. If you don't like what you see,
ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
This is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.